Track 2, Learning About IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings. IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings is an invaluable asset to both the analyst and the self-directed investor. With these proprietary ratings, you have the power to evaluate the fundamental strengths and weaknesses of stocks instantly, and limit your choices to the strongest companies in the strongest industries. There really is no need to settle for anything less. Here is Bill O'Neill to tell you about each of these exclusive ratings.
IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings include five measures that, when used together, provide one of the most powerful stock selection tools available. You'll find these ratings every day in Investor's Business Daily stock tables and nowhere else. The select five are earnings per share rating, relative price strength rating, industry group relative strength rating, sales, profit margins, and return on equity rating, and accumulation distribution rating.
Earnings per share rating.
This is the first number you'll encounter in the IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings, and deservedly so. Earnings growth is the most basic measure of a firm's success. Strong companies with good earnings reflect the best investing potential. EPS rating is an objective measure of a company's earnings per share growth rate, both short-term and long-term. EPS rating is determined by comparing a company's two most recent quarterly earnings reports to the same quarters 1 year earlier. Then the company's three-year annual earnings growth rate is examined. The results are compared to all other companies in the Investor's Business Daily database and rated on a scale from 1 to 99, with 99 being the highest. This means that a company with a 90 EPS rating outperformed 90% of all companies in terms of earnings performance. My suggestion is that you concentrate your new buys in stocks that rate from 85 to 99 and avoid low EPS rated securities.
Relative price strength rating.
The second number in the IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings, relative price strength rating, measures the overall price performance of a given stock against the rest of the market. RS rating is calculated by comparing a stock's price changes over the past 52 weeks to all other stocks in the market. The stock is then assigned a performance rating of 1 to 99. An RS rating of 99 means the stock has outperformed 99% of all other stocks in the past year. Relative price performance is a good way to tell which of your five or six stocks that you own is your true leader. Do a monthly evaluation of your portfolio by ranking each company based on its RS rating. If you're thinking of doing any selling, it's normally best to weed the flower patch by selling your worst performing stock first. Our study of all outstanding stocks since 1953 showed they averaged a relative strength rating of 87 before they advanced 100 to 1,000% or more. So it doesn't pay to argue with the market. Avoid stocks with a relative price strength rating below 80. You should always consider relative strength when selecting stocks, and make sure your stocks rate high on both EPS and relative strength, not just one of the measures. It takes both being excellent.
Industry group relative strength rating.
Our third Smart Select rating, industry group relative strength rating, compares a stock's industry group price performance over the past 6 months to Investor's Business Daily's other 196 industry groups. Within this precise breakdown, a stock's industry is graded on an A to E scale. An A rating represents an industry that performed among the top 20%. An E, on the other hand, identifying a laggard industry in the bottom 20%. Why is this important to know? Because you can tell a lot about a stock by the company it keeps. Since 1953, the majority of individual stocks that were real market leaders were also a part of a leading industry group or sector at the time. For example, in recent years, Home Depot was an outstanding winner. So were other companies in the retail group, such as Walmart and The Gap. Tracking stocks by industry groups can help you get out of the underperforming investments faster. As a corollary to this rule, if a leading stock in a group makes a substantial price decrease, its weakness may affect other stocks in the group sooner or later.
Sales and profit margin and return on equity rating.
A quick way to evaluate a company's future earnings potential is to look at the sales, profit margins, and ROE rating, the fourth of the IBD Smart Select Corporate Ratings. SMR rating saves you the arduous task of going over the financial reports of every company. It helps you find the best stocks in terms of financial performance. SMR Rating looks at a company's sales growth over the last 3 quarters, its before and after tax profit margins, and its annual return on equity. These fundamental factors are widely used by analysts. Sales figures are a key measure of a company's strength. Nothing predicts growth potential better than increased sales, the money that comes into a company from products sold and services rendered. If a company is run efficiently, its sales growth should essentially drive earnings growth. Your stock selections should have both a high EPS rating and strong percentage increases in sales, not just one or the other. Profit margins, another important indicator, are the part of a company's sales that end up as earnings. Look for the companies that generate an increasing percentage of profit out of every dollar of sales. The larger the margin, the better the company is at managing and leveraging its business. Studies of the greatest winning stocks reveal that most showed strong and even expanding profit margins before they made their huge price moves. Profit margins can be a major clue in finding the best stocks to buy. Return on equity is one of the most popular ways institutional investors, banks, and mutual funds evaluate the financial performance of a growth company. Return on equity, sometimes called earnings power, indicates how well a company is being managed. Our models showed winning companies had a return on equity from 17 to 50% or more. It is also a reliable indicator of what a company can earn in the future. High ROEs year after year tend to reflect increasing profitability and superior management. Cyclical stocks, those that roughly move along with the economy, usually show more mediocre ROEs. SMR ratings range from A to E, with A being the best and representing the top 20% of all companies. The B stocks are in the next 20%, and so on. The E stocks represent the bottom 20% and lesser quality companies.
Accumulation Distribution Rating.
The fifth proprietary rating, Accumulation Distribution Rating, evaluates a stock's price and volume changes over the past 13 weeks to determine if a stock is generally going up in price on high volume, being bought by institutional investors, or going down in price on high volume, being sold by institutions. If you haven't guessed by now, these big institutional investors account for over 60% of the total buying power in the stock market. If the institutions, banks, mutual funds, insurance companies, aren't buying your stock, the price won't go anywhere, which makes this tool for tracking their movements so useful. With accumulation distribution ratings, you can zero in on what the big money is buying and selling and profit from their overpowering influence. A and B rated companies generally have recent increases in both price and volume, and because it's institutions that exert the largest influence on a stock, an A or B rating could indicate solid recent institutional support. An accumulation distribution rating of E means the stock is being sold on high volume at decreasing prices, a strong indicator that the stock is out of favor with the market movers. Buy and sell decisions should not be based solely on the accumulation distribution rating. Rather, it should be used in conjunction with other fundamental and technical factors, including EPS rating and relative strength rating. Stocks with a D or E rating should be temporarily avoided.